Good morning and happy Monday! I'm Monica Wofford and this is your Monday Moment. Are you authentic or a tough act to follow? Now authenticity, gosh, it's a powerful force that most leaders, to be truthful, fake. The concept is one we strive for, it's one we ask employees for, and it's one we talk about trying to implement. But most of the time, most of these efforts result in people acting as if they're authentic. With Facebook emails from Sheryl Sandberg, a daring book from Brené Brown, and a few stories of my own, I think it's time we address the authenticity issue head on and without shame or games. The question is, are you leading in a way that is truly authentic? Or are you giving employees a tough act to follow by faking it till you make it? Here's how you can tell. First, do you feel guilt or guts? Now, Brené Brown has written a truly daring and aptly named book. It's called Daring Greatly. Infamous from her TED Talk on shame and guilt and known to be a brazen Texan, this woman is my kind of chick. But her book makes me mad. No, really. Every time I read a chapter, within me stirs an irritation that I've actually discovered is born of guilt. I'll read a bit and find out, wow, snap, I really do that, and then I'll feel guilty. Her premise is that in order to be truly authentic, we have to be vulnerable. And being vulnerable means we have to overcome the rampant shame and guilt in our culture and in many of the ways in which many of us were raised. It's easier, you see, to cover shame with irritation than admit that we might have some shame. No one talks about shame except Brené. But leaders need to. Now. If you're a leader and you fail to be vulnerable, it's because you're ashamed about what others might think if you do or are. Ask for help? Oh gosh, no, we couldn't do that. They might think we don't know something. Delegate? No, we couldn't do that. Others might not get it done right or done at all, and then we'd look bad. It's about shame and taking a risk and feeling guts. Authenticity is about guts, courage, if you will, to trust your own gut. If you're instead feeling guilt, then it's due to covering up your own authenticity. That makes you a hard-to-read leader and a real tough act to follow. Second criteria, do you lean on strength or lead with a script? When I was a manager in corporate America and a leader of a team of 22 amazing trainers, we got word one day that layoffs were inevitable. The corporate line we were given to share with our teams was that due to cost-cutting measures, blah, 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 it was a script and had nothing to do with the real reason, truthfully, much less the real people we were about to let go. Now, layoffs and legal departments work together, so there's a caution in what I'm about to say. Sometimes as leaders, we cannot divulge our opinion, nor our real feelings, nor confidential information shared based on a level of access to certain information. Do not cross that line in an effort to be authentic. What I did with the news was a bit different. I reiterated the corporate guidelines, and what I also said to the entire team was that regardless of the reason, this layoff was going to be tough for all of us, and that we were going to make the decision of which two team members needed to be cut from our team together. I made sure they knew the final decision rested with me, but also was confident about this team. We'd been through 9 mergers and had bonded, so we had a rapport and a relationship where this was possible. a full weekend, 12 different phone calls, and untold pages later, because texting didn't exist at that time, we as a team made a decision. Without a script, with a whole lot of strength, and no damage control needed when the decision was implemented. Authenticity requires the strength for a leader to be vulnerable and to lead the team to be vulnerable in order to communicate openly and make the best decisions. If you're using a script, it means you're really not giving yourself permission to speak from the heart. And the third and final criteria, do you share or suppress? Now, there are kudos shared for strength in most cultures, but in America, it's about never let them see you sweat. This causes honor to be felt when we say, fine, in response to, how are you? When what we'd like to say is, my world is freaking crumbling down around me and the ground is going to open up at any minute and swallow me whole. In late spring of 2015, this year, Sheryl Sandberg, executive of Facebook and Lean In book author, tragically lost her husband unexpectedly. Her world crumbled down around her. And she shared. Now you might be thinking, well, hello, she's an executive of Facebook. Of course she shared. And I have to say, I've not always agreed with every Lean In principle or Sheryl philosophy. But on sharing her struggle, I gotta give it to her. She could have sucked it up and stayed strong and fallen apart only in private. But she didn't. She's been vulnerable on a number of Facebook posts. She's been an authentic, grieving widow and mom and executive. She's been human, and the response is telling. How human are you when you lead? Do you go through a divorce and never tell anybody, but leave them to wonder what you're hiding? Do you lose a loved one and say that you're okay when you're not? Now, I'm not suggesting go buy stock in Kleenex and introduce your therapist to the team. Come on. I'm simply saying, be real. We're all human in this journey called life, and whether you lead a team of 2,000 or two, they want to know you're human too. Share a little, and you'll earn a lot. Now, in recent reading, which I do a good bit of, here are some other examples. A failing company figured out how to recover by telling the employees they needed their help and why. There's more than one story with that outcome. A struggling entertainment company faced a tragedy and brushing it off or trying to cover it up and talk about something else hurt attendance. Asking for help made it soar. Brené Brown was afraid her work on shame and guilt and authenticity wouldn't sell. Google her. As a final thought on leadership authenticity, 837,000 people at the time of writing this post have liked Sheryl's vulnerability on Facebook. Does that tell you how much people are craving for you to be real, human, and real authentic? Maybe it's time to set down the script and avoid being that tough act to follow and simply embrace those who follow you by letting them see the real, amazing you. I'm Monica Wofford, and that's your Monday Moment. Have a great week, an even better Monday. And of course, stay contagious.